Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
I don't know that there's any place that I see the development of selfishness more than when I'm traveling. Just people clueless about, like, space, personal space, or running, in front of you before you can get to the gate, or just staying in front of the gate, or on the plane, just selfishness all around us.
I hate it. I absolutely hate traveling during the holidays. Now, when I travel, I love getting to where I'm going. I love arriving. I love getting to the destination. The actual travel part, I am not a fan.
And at the holidays, there's a lot of amateurs out there.
So much worse.
Who don't travel on the regular.
And it's funny because my family and I debated this for like a week on if we should leave the Wednesday before Thanksgiving to go from St. Martin to Colorado, or if we should leave on the Tuesday. And I was like the only person who was in the Tuesday camp. I did not want to travel on that Wednesday. That's like the worst, one of the worst days you can travel to me.
I'll tell you the best day. I did it last year, Christmas.
On Christmas Day.
The actual
Day.
Christmas. Nobody in the airport, man. It's literally lovely. Nobody.
And I was even okay with traveling on Thanksgiving Day, but obviously that would have been too late. So this year, me traveling about the holidays all was about personal space. And it just seemed to be a theme in my travels of not getting enough personal space. And then I ended up getting yelled at by the time I got onto my flight. And I don't think I did anything wrong, but I'll let y'all be the judge of this. So I was already frustrated. I think a part of it was leaving St. Martin and knowing that I was going to Colorado where it was 20 and it was snowing. That wasn't helping much. The airport is super packed. I mean, this is even for Hartsfield, which is obviously the busiest or one of the most busy airports in the nation.
In the world.
In the world. So I've seen it be busy, but I've never seen it like this, to where, I mean, you couldn't tell where any of the lines started and you couldn't tell where they ended. It's just people everywhere. It was a mess. And I felt for everybody who was working, because I know it's not easy for them either. And so everybody's frustrated. Everybody's having their moments, if you will. So the first thing that happened to me was, it was borderline, like, I didn't know if I was frustrated, violated, angry. I didn't know what I was, but We're on like the runway, right? We're at the point of finally boarding, and I'm finally kind of letting my energy loose and like, all right, I made it this far. We're going to be fine now. And I just feel something rubbing my butt. And it happened the first time, and I somewhat ignored it. I assumed that the person behind me was a little too close.
Oh, like maybe their suitcase was rubbing up against your
like
butt or something.
Something rubbed up against my butt. No biggie. Then it happened again. So then I turn around, and oddly enough, I didn't see anybody. So then it happened again. This is the third time now. So I look down. It's a kid. The kid is, like, literally rubbing my butt.
What?
That's my reaction. So at this point, I can't say anything to the kid, obviously, right? So I look at mom, as if to say, like, say something to your kid. And she goes, I'm so sorry. It's a game he likes to play.
Oh, really? What's the name of this game?
The name of this? I said, game. Uh-huh. And she said, I'm so sorry. So I said, okay. I just kind of turned around. It was like, I just need to get to my seat. Now, let me just get to the seat.
This is a war. Yeah, we smack butts in my house. And so Jimmy knows not to smack a stranger's butt. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we do the booty, 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 booty rocking everywhere. And
do you remember that lesson from time to time that you're not supposed to be slapping strangers' butts when you're in public?
I do remember that.
Jimmy knows not to slap strangers' butts.
Yes.
Jack did not.
He did. Oh,
mm-hmm. Jack thought I was Jill. Okay. I learned a lot about little Jack from the runway to my seat. He did it like 2 or 3 more times.
Shut up.
I'm serious.
And mom's not saying anything?
Finally, like at the end, when I kind of put my head down out of like, why is this still happening to me? And she finally was like, you know, stop slapping that kind stranger's butt.
What the hell is going on?
He does not play this game with us, Jack. You have to stop. And I'm just sitting there like, why does this kind of stuff happen to me? Right? So finally I get to my seat. I go to try to relax, and I tried to get my seat changed last second because we didn't have a choice. We booked the flight late. So I'm right behind the exit row, which I think is even smaller of part of main cabin to make up for the fact that they give the exit row so much space. Mm-hmm. So I'm in there tight. It's nothing I can do. It's nowhere I can go. Whatever. It is what it is. So I try, if I'm sitting like on the aisle, I'll try to use the little bit of extra space for my knee and have it kind of like outside on the aisle.
Like flopping out a little bit.
Right. But I can't do that if it's a window seat. There's literally nowhere for me to put my legs. So I know we always talk about reclining your seat, right? And mm-hmm. I always know it's going to happen. And for some reason, I don't know why, but I showed my lady this and she was like, you're actually right. Every time I sit in main cabin, the person in front of me is the only person in the row who reclines their seat. I don't know why. It happens every time. Like the person in front of her never does it, but my person always does. So she went back, like she tried to go back the first time.
Mm-hmm.
My knee was there, so she couldn't go all the way back. So I don't know if she thinks it's broke. So instead of like trying, she just, now she's trying to jam it back to the point where it like my knee goes into her seat. She turns around. I'm thinking an apology is coming. Oh, I didn't realize that was your knee. She turns around, looks at me with like, she must have been having a just as a frustrating time traveling as I was. And goes, can you take your effing foot off of my seat?
No.
So I just kind of sat there and just looked at her for a second.
Like, and she's sitting in the exit row, so she has all that extra room.
All the extra room in the world. In the world.
I can imagine you were fuming.
I was so angry. I'm like, my foot is on the floor. It's my knee. And she's like, well, can you move your knee? I said, ma'am, you can adjust your seat. I can't adjust my height. What do you want me to do?
Bird Show.
The Bird Show.